Hey y'all, it's time once again for Projects in Your Pajamas. My name is Ruby Cube, and I'm your host in all things trailer park decorating. It's good to see you again. Glad you're here. All right, now today's episode, we're going to be focusing on the bathroom. The bathroom can be a place of escape from the everyday stuff of life. Now, we want to make our bathroom all that more relaxing and real purty. Now, our first project is the old soap on a rope. Now, we've all got our soap on a rope, but have you ever seen the sheer beauty of macrame soap on a rope? And macrame is a French word, y'all, and it means tying rope together. Now, the yarn is cheap to buy at Goodwill, or you can find it at a yard sale. Now, I've got a neighbor three trailers down. Her name is Honey Bear, and let me tell you, she is a knitting fiend. She's got yarn coming out of her ears. In fact, she's got so much yarn that her family, they had to buy the trailer home next door to their own trailer. So they live in the new trailer, and she keeps her knitting and yarn in the first trailer. So, you know, for me, if I need any particular color yarn, I just go over to Honey Bear's place and I get it from her. Now, my bathroom is just plain old tan color, and that's just boring. So I got me some hot pink yarn, and I got me a book from the library on macrame. And you know what? It only took me a couple of hours while I was watching my soaps to tie me something pretty amazing to hang my soap from in the shower. It turned out so good that I made another one using some camo yarn for Bubba Jr. soap. I tell you, I'd do just about anything to get that boy to take a shower more than once a week. All right, so there you have it. Macrame soap on a rope. That is a thing of beauty. Okay, now, you know, we got four people in this house, and we are all sharing the same bathroom. And you know how it goes. You finally get your turn, and there is no more toilet paper. Now, I'm going to tell you about TP alternatives. First of all, newspaper makes a great substitute. Just keep a stack of old Sunday papers in the bathroom. They's great for reading, and they's great for wiping. So just don't try and flush the newspaper down the toilet, because it will plug up your septic tank, and then you will have a real mess on your hands. Now, that happened to my neighbor a couple years ago. Well, no, it was last summer. They had a swamp of a yard, but their garden, it grew the biggest turnips you have ever seen. Now, if you don't want to get the newspaper, if you don't get the newspaper, you don't need to go out and spend the money on getting a newspaper subscription. And you don't want to waste that money. Instead, just go to buy a bunch of good old sheets from the Goodwill. Now, make sure that you do this on half price day, because you're going to want to buy a lot of sheets. For the best deal, buy king size sheets. Now, you're just going to tear those sheets into strips about 2 feet long and the width of a regular toilet paper, and stick all those strips into a grocery sack. Now, hey, try and say that 5 times fast. Sheet strips, sheet strips, sheet strips. Oh. Better be careful of that one. Alrighty. So you're going to hang that plastic grocery sack on the bathroom door. And whenever you need TP, you're just going to grab a strip of sheet from the sack. Now, don't flush these things either. Just throw them out when you're done. Of course, real TP is best. But when you run out, you will now always be prepared. The last tip of the day is makeup. Now, here on Projects in Your Pajamas, we'll mostly be talking about fixing up our trailers and doing projects to make them pretty. But I am here to say that I also have a gift for fashion. I have won the County Trailer Queen title in the over 40 category for the last 5 years in a row. I know a little something about clothes and makeup. So here are your makeup tips from your friend Ruby. Make sure your face is washed real good. You don't want to be putting makeup on a dirty face. When it comes to colors, the bluer the eyeshadow, the better. Put it on your eyelid and make sure to extend that beautiful blue all the way up to your eyebrows. Keep them eyebrows plucked, too. There ain't nothing tackier than a lady with eyebrows that are all over her forehead. When it comes to coloring your lips, true red is the only way to go. Last, highlight those cheekbones with bright pink or orange rouge. Rouge is another French word. I like that one. Now, for me, it depends on what I'm wearing that day. But usually, pink goes with anything. But once in a while, I'm going to wear something that's more orange or red. And that's when I like to use that orange rouge. It looks especially pretty during October and the fall months and such. Now, when it comes to buying makeup, this is one area where you don't want to go cheap or secondhand. Never buy makeup from Goodwill. I like the good stuff, and so I go to the dollar store. Now, the same with nail polish. I love my bright red nails, and once in a while, I'll go crazy with the green. But I only used unopened makeup and nail polish from the dollar store. Never buy it secondhand. Now, I like to use a tackle box that I found at the Goodwill to keep my makeup organized. It's frustrating when you want your electric blue eyeshadow and you can't find it because it's tossed in some shoebox. Keep these things nice and organized with a tackle box. So there you go. That is today's episode of Projects in Your Pajamas. I am Ruby Cube, and I hope you have a great day in the trailer park. See you next time, y'all.